These French songs, or airs, were first cultivated in the most fashionable Parisian salons during the 1650s, where the art of conversation and galanterie reached their apex. One of the most important and influential salons met at the home of Madeleine de Scudéry, who thought there ought to be a certain joie de vivre that reigned, and inspired in the hearts of the whole company a disposition to be amused by everything and bored by nothing. These Parisian salons were a female parallel to the male academies of the 16th and 17th centuries, which served as a unique gathering place where artists and intellectuals met to perform and discuss music, both secular and sacred, as well as literature and fine arts. Throughout the 17th century, women not only performed airs during salon gatherings, but also wrote lyric poetry set to music by important composers such as Michel Lambert. Typical of Scudéry and her entourage, airs as well as literary works reflect an obsession with love. The ability to express artfully that which could not be expressed directly embodied the essence of salon culture. Erotic metaphors were also used to poke fun at social mores that dictated a very specific courtship protocol. Sexual desire was referred to as fire, heat, or burning, while combat referred to the specific sex act and death its consummation. References to a woman's eyes had special meaning. In his medical treatise, Dr. Jacques Ferrand cautions that love, being contagious, was spread through the eyes. Let's hear another Julie Pinel air, Bocage Frais. After that, we'll hear Prélude in Allemande of Mademoiselle Anne or Marguerite Bocquet from the year 1650. I guess we don't know which one of them wrote this. Then we'll hear a song of Mademoiselle Hérault, Bergère, Voulez-vous mon coeur? Bocage Frais, Refreshing Woods. Refreshing woods and sweet solitude, you charm my loving anxious heart. Rich abundance of flora, ornaments of these surroundings, that in the dawn embellishes to enchant the eyes. Inhabitants of these woods, birds and springs, who allow your streams to follow in certain paths, happy retreat, peaceful exile, in whose every delight I see my lover. But I hear him singing with his musette, the fortunate moment that brings back his Lisette. I have already seen his flock, I see his dog. To protect his sheep, his now join with mine. Love hastens his steps, that the most tender hope presses him to surrender to my ardent desires. Charming birds, sing again your songs, and let the sighs of our pleasures resound.